Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. Today we're going to attempt to get through as much of Romans chapter 11 as possible. In Romans chapter 11, it discusses the fact that blindness is upon the Israelites at this time, but we're also going to see that blindness will be removed from their eyes at a time in the future, and that time in the future is during the last great day. So in Romans chapter 11 and verse 7, it reads, "What then? Israel has not obtained that which it seeks for, which is really eternal life through Jesus the Christ. They have not obtained what they seek for, but the election has obtained it. And who are the election? It's all of the ones that God has chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. God has to initiate the process of calling us, of drawing us out of the world, and as we respond, God chooses us to be a part of His family and to obtain eternal life. And God intends to do that for everybody, but right now, God is not doing that for everyone. It's just for the very few elect. And God is doing that for a reason, and we'll cover that also a little bit later. So it says, Israel has not obtained that which it seeks for, which is eternal life, but the election has obtained it. And the rest were blinded, so they could not see the way to salvation. And the only way to salvation is through Jesus the Christ. But because they were blinded, they rejected Jesus the Christ. Now why is that? Is it because they're tremendously evil people? No. The reason why is this. It is according to as it has been written. God, now notice this, God has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear. For how long? Unto this day. So right at that time, up until that time where Paul was writing, the gospel's truths had still not been revealed to the majority of the Israelites. Yes, maybe people heard the gospel, but just hearing the gospel does not mean that if you say, yeah, I believe it, that you're truly saved. And it doesn't mean that when a person says, no, I don't believe this, that that person is condemned to hell. It can simply be a matter that a person is not truly called of God and chosen to have his or her eyes open to the truths of God. So as you know, there's lots of people who say that they're Christian, who say that they believe that Jesus is the Christ, but it's just because they were born in a country or in a family that taught this. But it's just like many Muslims, many Buddhists, many other kind of religious people, Hindus, whatever. They believe what they believe simply because they're born in a country where that's the predominant theology. That's what their parents have taught them. So that's what they believe. But, you know, it's not really something where a person's mind has been opened up. And same thing, if people don't believe that Jesus is the Christ, a lot of them, it's because their minds haven't been opened. It's not because they're evil people and they've turn their backs on God and God's going to throw them in the lake of fire forever. No, God is the one who has put the spirit of slumber on the eyes of people. And he's talking specifically about Israel here, but a couple of programs ago we saw that that was the same thing for Gentiles. So all of the world, for the most part, God has put blinders on people. And so just like God is the one who put the blinders on, God is the one that has to remove the blinders. We didn't put blinders on ourselves. We were just born this way. And we're not going to take the blinders off of ourselves. God has to take the blinders off of our eyes. It's a supernatural intervention, and it's made possible through the gift of the Holy Spirit. So until we have the Holy Spirit working with us, we are not going to be able to see the spiritual things of God, which we talked about in our last program. So it says, God has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear, even to this day. And David said, Let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense to them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their backs always. I say then, this is Paul speaking, I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? In other words, these people have stumbled, obviously, because they haven't accepted Jesus as the Christ, as their Savior, even though they heard the gospel, they haven't accepted him, but have they, so that's their stumbling, but have they fallen? In other words, have they fallen and they can't get up? Have they fallen in that now, since they haven't accepted the Messiah, that they've actually rejected him and they've committed the unpardonable sin and they're going into the lake of fire? Well, what's Paul's answer? God forbid. No, that's not what has happened. We have to get this out of our minds. I know that if you have been attending a Christian church, that they've taught you something different, that right now, when a person is alive, if they haven't accepted Jesus, then they're going into hellfire. That's just it. This is their only chance. Well, this is not their only chance, because God's not even given most people a chance, because God has blinded people. He shut people up like in a closet where they can't even really understand the gospel, even though they might hear it faintly. It's not sinking in. So they haven't rejected Jesus as the Messiah to the point where they've committed the unpardonable sin. No. They simply are not called or chosen at this time. They may have been called, but not chosen at this time. So they might have heard the gospel that's being called, but they haven't been chosen because their minds are still blinded, their ears are still stopped up, so that really they cannot understand the spiritual things of God. So that's what Paul is saying. God forbid, they haven't fallen in the sense that they're going to have now eternal condemnation cast upon them. It says no, but rather through their fall, as in a temporary thing, salvation is come to the Gentiles. So right now, God is primarily working with Gentile people, not Israelitish people, not Jewish people, and that's not God's intent. Right now, he's primarily working with Gentiles, and even then, only a few are being chosen. Now, why does God do things like this? Why is God working primarily with the Gentiles and not the Israelites? The answer is, he's doing that to provoke the Israelites to jealousy. That's the reason why God is doing this. One of the reasons why God is doing this. He wants to provoke the Israelites to jealousy. In other words, he wants eventually for the Israelites to see, oh yeah, you actually wrote the Bible, because it was primarily Jews that wrote the Bible. I think it's exclusively Israelitish people, at least anyway, who wrote the Bible. And so the gospel came first to them, but the salvation has come first primarily to the Gentiles. So it's like, oh, well, we have this book, and yet we didn't understand it. Here are these Gentiles who didn't write it and who didn't have the promises given to them directly, and they have salvation? Well, wait a minute. Let me get over here and get a piece of the action. That's what God is trying to do, is stir up some jealousy in them. Now, if the fall of them, the Israelites, be the riches of the world, which are the Gentiles, because the world can be separated into Israelites and non-Israelites, and the non-Israelites are Gentiles. So now if the fall of the Israelites be the riches of the rest of the world, which are the Gentiles, and the diminishing of the Israelites be the riches of the Gentiles, then how much more shall the fullness of the Israelites be? So in other words, if God is primarily working with Gentiles now to give them salvation, then how much more is the process going to be filled up to its fullness when God brings in the Israelites? You see what I'm saying? And again, this is going to happen during the last great day, when the majority of the Israelites who have ever lived and who will have died, when they will be resurrected to physical life and given their first chance at salvation, because that's the time when God will awaken them and God will enlighten them. He will take blindness off of their eyes. He will unstop their ears so that they can hear the gospel and they can accept the gospel by faith, because they have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now it goes on to say, for I speak to you Gentiles. Now he's turning to the Gentiles. For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office, if by any means I may provoke to emulation those which are of my flesh. Because Paul was an Israelite, so he wants to provoke to emulation other Israelites, so that God might save some of them. And this is definitely the subject of the discussion, is salvation. God wants to provoke some of the Israelites to emulate the Gentiles, so that some of his people, after his own flesh, that they could also be saved. For if the casting away of the Israelites be the opportunity for the reconciliation of Gentiles, then what shall the receiving of the Israelites be but what? Life from the dead. And that is a literal statement. They will have life from the dead. Yes, they are spiritually dead right now because they're in blindness, but many people are literally dead. They died not having accepted the Messiah, not having rejected him either, where they've committed the unpardonable sin and gone into the lake of fire. Yes, there are some who have done that, but for the majority of people, it's simply that they were blinded and they died and they are just dead right now. They're not in heaven, they're not in hell, they're not in purgatory, they're in the grave, they're just dead. But God is going to give them life from the dead as physical human beings and give them their first chance to have eternal life as spiritual beings. Now, continuing, for if the first fruit be holy, then, and the first fruit are the Israelites, then the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, then so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and you being a wild olive tree were grafted in among them, and with them made partakers of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, then you should not boast against the branches. Because if you boast, just keep in mind that you do not bear the root, but the root bears you. In other words, again, all of the Bible was written by Israelites. Jesus is an Israelite. So that's why it says that salvation is of the Jews. Jesus in particular is a Jew. And so we have to understand that the root of all of this, the tree that sprung forth out of the root, is the Israelites. Because God entrusted to them to write the scriptures. Most of the people that were written about were Israelites, and then later Gentiles were brought in. And so will you say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in? And that's a true statement. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. And that's the point that God wants to bring the Israelites to also, is that they stand by faith. In other words, they stand by believing. They were broken off because they didn't believe. That's their unbelief. So they have to be grafted in themselves and stand on their own two feet by faith. That's the key. It is by faith. It's not by works. It's by faith. And this faith comes as a gift from God. And so we're going to continue this thought in our next program, where we're going to see that God is taking blindness off of the eyes of the Israelites. I thank you for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.